Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a dubious honour revealed in a new report today. Ireland is one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world. On leaving hospital, just 37% of women are exclusively breastfeeding, which leaves us lagging behind the US, the UK and Australia, amongst others. So why are our rates so consistently low and what can we do to increase them? Well, Nicola O'Byrne is a lactation consultant with breastfeedingsupport.ie and she also worked as a nurse in the Coombe Maternity Hospital for 10 years and she joins us now. And thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Nicola. You might just talk us through the figures, first of all, in terms of how many women even try breastfeeding at all, and then how many women stick with it.
Hi, Sarah. Well, the 2019 figures, which were released there just recently during National Breastfeeding Week, showed that 63.7% of babies in Ireland had one breastfeed after birth. By the time they were going home from hospital, there were still 63% breastfeeding, but only 37% exclusively, which meant that the other ones had formula feeds in the hospital. Now, there's many reasons why they may have had formula feeds, why they weren't exclusively feeding. You know, there are medical reasons, and then there's also reasons where mothers just they needed that assistance just to stay breastfeeding.
And that figure of 63.7% who have had one breastfeed, that is low, isn't it? Compared with it's 90% in Australia, 81% in the UK, 79% in the US. So a lot of women aren't even trying it.
Well, they're choosing not to, I think, you know, and, you know, we have this saying here that, you know, Irish breasts aren't any different to Australian breasts or to German breasts. So what is it? And I have to say it's a cultural thing. You know, it is something that it hasn't taken off here. Our rates dropped so low that they still haven't recovered since the, you know, 60s and 70s. And there is work going into it. You know, I mean, the HSC have been working on improving the rates, but they're not coming up fast enough. And probably why they're not coming up is because there isn't enough funding going into helping the mothers. The awful thing about this is that it's the mothers who suffer in the end because they're the ones who feel so guilty if they stop before they're ready.
Yeah, because you are bombarded in pregnancy, aren't you, with all the information about how breastfeeding is best for your child and all these various stats about all the ways that it will protect your child if they're breastfed. But then you have your baby and are the supports there?
The supports are there, but there isn't enough of them, and maybe the mothers don't know about them. I feel that the supports need to be coming into the mothers' houses, you know, even for the first month, as it happens in other countries, is that mothers would have support that they could access daily, and that's qualified professional support. In the UK, they have things called breastfeeding cafes, which obviously aren't running at the moment during COVID, but a mother can go there and get assistance every day if she needs, or the midwives will come to the house. We don't have that level of assistance, apart from the community midwifery schemes, which is where the mothers would have very high rates of breastfeeding. And so more of them would be wonderful as well. Lactation consultants in the community.
Tell me about in the hospital then, to try and keep, I suppose, that figure of people who do start trying breastfeeding in hospital as high as possible by the time that they're leaving. Is the support there in hospital, do you think?
It depends. The mothers will say to me, you know, the midwives were very, very busy. It depends on how busy the hospital is at the time. And priority is always going to go to mothers who have sections or mothers who are having, you know, medical problems after birth. And so they may not have the time to give to the mothers to help them to feed the baby. And so that's one of the issues, definitely, that mothers will report, that they just didn't have time to show me. And all mothers will benefit so much from somebody sitting on the bed with them and showing them and talking to them and explaining what's happening as the baby's feeding and how to know that they're feeding properly and what are the signs they should see. And that needs to be on a one-to-one.
And I suppose this is the thing, Nicola, isn't it? Because there might be sort of a misconception. It's the most natural thing in the world and therefore it should be the easiest thing in the world. But it's not, is it? It's quite complicated. If you're not doing it right, it's very easy to go wrong.
Well, you know, the thing that's natural about it is making milk. Okay, so if you get pregnant, you will make milk. Your breasts will start to get ready to make milk. The breastfeeding itself is something that's learned by the mother and baby. Okay, yeah. Now, there are ways that we will, you know, mess it up and do things that don't help it. But generally, it's a thing between each mother and baby that they will figure out between themselves with help from outside. So I don't really like people say, you know, saying it's natural, because that gives the impression that it should be easy. Mm. But, you know, like, labour is natural as well. And
this is a good point.
And we don't expect it to be.
Tell me about family support then. And I wondered, is there any research as to whether or not if your mother, for example, has breastfed, yeah. Are you more likely to be successful at breastfeeding yourself?
Well, that's one of the number one indicators. If your mother has breastfed, she will be more supportive. Something that mothers here will say to me is that their mother... It depends, I suppose, on them, but that their mother will be sometimes, they nearly feel like anti-breastfeeding. Like, before, when they're pregnant, they're saying, you know, oh, you're not going to do that, are you? Or you're not going to do that for too long. Or, you know, just the first couple of days now will be loads and things like that. And then I've got to say, like, since COVID started and everything has gone online with most of our services, the grannies and the fathers and the partners, like, they have stepped up to the mark, and they really have supported the mothers so well, because they have to know.
Lots and lots of people are tweeting and texting the show in relation to this. There is one here, and it'll be my final question to you, and you may not have the answer to it, but this person says, we know the problems, we have the solutions in the National Breastfeeding Action Plan, it's just not being funded, says this person. Who is accountable for that? Is this back to government funding?
Yes, absolutely it is. It's back to prioritising mothers and babies, and, you know, it's happening all over the maternity services, and breastfeeding is one of the things that isn't being addressed and isn't being helped.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. That's Nicola O'Byrne, lactation consultant. And as I said, lots of people texting and tweeting about this. One person says there's been no support for new mothers in Ireland since March 12th. Never mind breastfeeding support. Another person says, I learned to breastfeed in Australia. It's night and day to our approach here. Cultural differences and community acceptance is so different. And that actually comes from Jennifer Whitmore, SocDem TD. You can keep your texts and tweets coming, 51551.